In the traffic hut is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. So we need to make an announcement. Esmeralda will be leaving the show. So I can't tell you how upset I am about this. This is Esmeralda's last show. We just found out that Esmeralda won't be doing this anymore. And Esmeralda, it was the company that you worked for. It was a nationwide thing where they dissolved the traffic part of the radio traffic part. Exactly. Because you don't work for WGN.
Right.
And
you
so,
are technically my client.
Right. And so all of the traffic people that were working for the company that you worked for, they dissolved that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you won't be doing traffic on the show anymore.
Correct.
And this is your last show, and we just found out about it yesterday.
Yes.
In the morning. And so it's going to be a bittersweet show, to say the least. You know, what you add to this show is immeasurable. And the relationship that you have with me and Dan and Vic is really important. And I'm very upset that this happened. This is Esmeralda's last show. Esmeralda, the hut's going to be empty. And
figuratively and literally.
Yeah. But I wish you the best at whatever you do next.
Thank you.
Are there any plans? I know it just happened, but are you, you know?
No, not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No idea. Sign up for unemployment.
There you go. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to remember a bunch of stuff this morning with Esmeralda. And if you guys want to jump in at any time, it's 312-981-7200. And Esmeralda, you've been a part of the show for 3 years, correct?
Yeah. Actually, I think, according to Facebook memories, I believe this was the month
so
that
it was
I started.
September of 15.
Yeah.
So 3 years. It's been, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it was like out of everybody's hands, right? Esmeralda, it was just something that, you know, that happened because, you know, they phased out the whole traffic part of the where you work.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but we'll be talking with Esmeralda throughout the morning. So there you go. And I know that it's a big loss to the show, a huge loss to the show. We've got some stuff for you, by the way, Esmeralda.
Oh, that's sweet.
We
Thank
have some
you.
Things for you, and we'll give those to you a little bit.
Is
later
it $40 billion?
It's $40 billion, and you know what? You get to keep the zombie horse.
Oh, but it. Then I have to. Find it food.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'll be like other horses or humans.
Oh, okay. I'll just let it roam.
Let it eat some stuff and then
That's
bring it
what
home.
I'll do.
That's what
overnights
do.
Now.
You take care
we'll
of your
search
zombie.
Search for blood.
Search for blood for the zombie horse.
Search for brains.
Right. Exactly. So we'll talk more with Esmeralda a little bit later on. So there you go. But it's a sad, it's a bittersweet show. There's no question about it. All the other the stuff that we're doing, we will normally do the Friday features and all that stuff. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us for talk and text. And if you just want to say, you know, hey to Esmeralda via text or a phone call, you know, that'd be cool. So anyway, let's start the show, shall we? Let's start the show, shall we? Dan, we only have to be here another 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yay, yay. All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, I got a cat story to tell you about. We'll get into that as well. So it's 312-981-7200 on WGN. Let's take a break. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here. It's Friday. We'll be here until 5 a.m. We're going to remember Burt Reynolds, and we'll open up the phone lines and talk about your favorite Burt Reynolds memories and movies and performances and stuff. He passed away yesterday. Coming up after 1:30, Ron Neef and Tom McBride, the creators of the legendary Mindset List, are going to be here. And the Mindset List is released right before school begins every year, giving you the mindset of the college freshmen that are going into college and what they've experienced and what they know and all of that stuff. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text if you would like to join us. And we will be here till 5. And all the regular Friday features will be happening. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and, of course, Fly Jams Friday. So, yeah, that's what's happening on the show this morning. And we just made the announcement that that Esmeralda is leaving. And they dissolved the traffic department where she works because she doesn't really work for WGN. We are your client, right, Esmeralda?
Yeah, technically, yes.
Technically, we are your client. Esmeralda will be leaving the show. This is her last show this morning. We found out about it yesterday. So we got some texts coming in, Esmeralda. 815 area code says, Esmeralda, I'm so sorry. I will miss you. Terry says no with a bunch of exclamation points. Esmeralda is the best. I will miss her dearly. 301 area code says no with five O's.
Yo. Oh. How many exclamation points?
One.
Okay.
Esmeralda, you will be so missed. I wish that WGN would hire you in some capacity. Blessings to you and best wishes for your future endeavors. Now, I will say this, Esmeralda. They still are going to have you like do some fill-in work here.
Right.
So, I mean, you're still sort of like a part-time, technically part-time employee here at GN. So they're going to have you back and do some fill-in work. So, you know, you won't be, and by the way, you're not leaving this show entirely. I want you to know that. I want you to know that right now. I am going to bug your ass probably weekly to make an appearance on the show. So, and because, you know, I want to have you back a couple of times, you know, a little bit more to do, you know, the stupid quizzes that we do and stuff like that. So we want to have you back. So you're not being completely erased from this show. Trust me on that. Okay. 312 says, oh, no more Esmeralda. Say it isn't so. No more cats running for their lives when she sings. She will be sorely missed. You can't replace her. Good luck to that sweetheart. Peter Indicator says, Esmeralda is going away. No, that's seven O's and three exclamation points, Esmeralda.
Ooh.
And then
he's in the lead.
He says, I love you, Esmeralda, with an exclamation point.
Oh.
And then 608 area code says, so sorry to hear about Esmeralda. We are all sorry and sick about this being her last show. Yeah. So, I have a cat story, Esmeralda, I thought I would share with you.
Oh.
How did Smokey get the name?
Oh, that was the name they... She's a stray, and I got her from some people.
And they had already named her.
Yeah, and I couldn't think of anything better.
Yeah.
So, I was like, that's your name.
Okay, well, this is a story that I've got about cat names. So, does she seem to respond to the name?
I think so.
Well, I mean, the cat, how old is the cat? She's got to respond.
She's like 11, 12.
So she's been around
a
while.
But you know what I mean? Like, she responds, but in like a...
Yeah, well...
I guess I'm going to look at you.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I love cats so much. It's like, yeah, you called my name. I'm not moving. Feed me.
She'll glance over.
If she can bother to do that. If she can be bothered. Well, the headline here reads, why cutesy names are more are the most effective way of getting your cat's attention. Maybe Smokey's not cutesy enough.
I guess not. Although there's nicknames and stuff.
Yeah. Well, we had, you know, like I had a cat with my ex. Heather had the cat, and she also got the cat. She also got the cat, and it was named already. I mean, that situation sometimes happens. And they named him Mr. Ruffles. So Mr. Ruffle, that was his name. We would call him Ruffle, or I started calling him because he had the head the size of a coconut. So
yeah.
I'd call him Coconut Head, and then we just shortened that to Nut or the Nut. And, you know, so he had a bunch of nicknames. He had a bunch of nicknames. And then the cats that I had before that were named Jackass and Bangs.
Mm-hmm.
The one named Bangs was named after the rock critic Lester Bangs, who's one of my heroes. And the other one we couldn't think of a name of. So the one morning that, you know, the one night that we first brought the kids, we got them as kittens. They were like in a hole in a wall in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole litter of kittens. And we got Bangs was the first one out of the hole, like came out. And Jackass was the last. And we couldn't find, we didn't have a name for Jackass until the first night we spent with this kitten. And he acted like a complete jackass. He was just like bumping into walls and just like really, it was an aggressively stupid cat.
But he was a kitten, right?
Yeah, he was a kitten, but a bit like his behavior was just, it was just this, clearly this kitten's an idiot. So we named him Jackass, and he lived up to his name. There's no question about it. But it says, when you're naming your cat, you probably didn't consider your feline friend's hearing range. But according to Vancouver, Canada-based veterinarian Yuri Burston, you probably should have, at least if you want your cat to pay attention when you talk to it. According to Dr. Yuri, the name he goes by in his adorable YouTube videos, Felix isn't a great name for a cat, nor is Garfield. But Fluffy? Great choice. Cats' ears are finely attuned to high-pitched noises. Since most of their prey communicate at high frequencies, think mouse squeaks and bird chirps, cats are not as good at hearing low-frequency sounds. Ideally, you want your cat's name to end in a high frequency. Well, you got that.
Right, but what if you just yell it?
If you just go, Smokey! Like
right.
That would...
Exactly.
That would do it. For human speech, that basically means that you should end with an E. Grumpy cat, a bad name. Grumpy, perfect. That's why kitty, kitty, kitty works well to get the cat pay attention to you. It's that squeaky sound. So that's what you got to do. You got to get your voice all squeaky, Esmeralda. Maybe Smokey will pay more attention.
I mean, that's what all those toys do. So
that's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right. Hold on. There's Jerry who's in Aurora. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Esmeralda. Hey, you made me get off my butt instead of texting and actually call in. Hey, I just wanted to tell you the best of luck. And, you know, you're fun and you're smart. I don't know who's going to sing to the cats, but every time I've gone in my career that I've changed jobs, it's always ended up better. You know, if it wasn't perfect, it was better money or, you know, more fun for you or, you know, just a more educational. And I'm sure and I pray that everything will work out great.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Don't worry. You'll be great. You'll be great.
Thank you, Jerry.
Just don't know where you're going to be at.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. That was
bye,
nice.
Esmeralda.
See ya.
Bye.
Great call.
Thank you, Jerry. Got more texts coming in, Esmeralda.
How many exclamation
marks? Well, I will let you know when I get to
okay.
I'll let you know.
We should tally the exclamation marks for the end of the night and see.
For how it works out. Yeah. Steve says, I feel like somebody just punched me in the stomach. Good luck, Esmeralda. A 301 area code says, what her company has done, that's trash, with an exclamation point.
You owe me money now.
Yeah, that's right. You shouldn't have said that. 608 area code says, so sorry to hear about Esmeralda, and I love with heart emojis what you add to the show with Nick. 630 area code, we will miss Esmeralda. Best of luck to you. Maybe in the future we can hear you on WGN radio in a different capacity. 847 area code, I'm so sad about Esmeralda leaving. She is a perfect fit for the Nick show, and that happened right from the start. She's so likable and funny. Good luck to her. And it did happen right from the start, Esmeralda, don't you think?
It did, yeah.
I mean, it was just like, as soon as we started talking and on the air, it was like, oh, this works. Like, this really works. 317 area code says, OMG, Esmeralda, you'll be missed. The hut will be empty. 231 area code says, you'll be missed, Esmeralda, and then the sad face. When they do the sideways, you know, with the colon and the dash and the...
Mm-hmm.
Is that an emoji as well?
Yeah. Oh, no. Emoticon.
That's it. There you go. It's an emoticon. Cleveland Tom says, I want to add my sadness and condolences about Esmeralda having to go, and I'm sure
dead.
We'll be... you don't want to use the word condolences. So anyway, we're getting an outpouring of stuff here, Esmeralda. People are reacting to this announcement, you know, very quickly. So got a lot of fans, Esmeralda. Lots of
it's
fans.
It's very much appreciated,
including me. So anyway, so high pitched. Get high pitched, Esmeralda. Tell V to get high pitched when he calls Smokey.
Oh, he does.
Does he? Oh, does he?
Because everybody does it. Because you know, cats are babies.
Yeah.
So you do that high-pitched kind of baby
right.
talk.
Right. All right. You got to change. Maybe if you have a bad name for your cat, you should change it. And again, no cucumbers.
She was fine with it.
I know. See, but
she didn't care.
That's the thing that, you know, I've never met Smokey, but I feel I know her through the stories that you tell. And she seems like the kind of cat that I'd get along with really well. It's like,
she's
yeah.
a pissy old lady.
There you go. That's the kind of cat I like. Right there. <It's> like, I like cat personalities. I don't care. I think they're awesome. So, all right. We got to take a break here, and we're going to jump into the mindset list coming up after the news. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios here till 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. That means Fly Jams Friday. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up, all of our regular Friday features. And if you would like to join us at any time, it's 312-981-7200. All right, Friday morning. For those of you who are maybe you are just tuning in, we have sad news that Esmeralda will be leaving the show. This is her last morning, and the traffic hut will remain empty during my show. The company that she works for is closing down the radio traffic part of their company, and as a result, lots of people are losing their jobs across the country because of this. And unfortunately, we will be losing Esmeralda, and this is her last morning. We're getting more texts, Esmeralda. Greg, the swap meet guy, says, "Aw, best of luck, Esmeralda." 2 exclamation points.
Oh, good.
301 area code says, please do one more Would Esmeralda Buy That segment. Well, we couldn't put one in time together for tonight, but the next time you come in, Esmeralda, we're doing one.
Got it.
Okay. here's a good one, Esmeralda. 815 area code says, hey, Esmeralda, can you stay and host the show and let Nick do traffic?
We should have switched at one point.
Yeah. 630 area code says, what awful news. Awful is in all caps with 3 exclamation points. I've enjoyed Esmeralda since she started. She and Nick have great chemistry. She's funny, smart, professional, and a fellow cat owner. She can't be replaced and will be greatly missed. Greatly is in all caps, and after missed is 5 exclamation points. 312 area code says, Nick, extra reverb on the introduction of Fly Jams Friday for Esmeralda, please. Would that make you happy, Esmeralda?
Sure.
If I had extra
double
reverb?
Verb.
If I did extra reverb? Canadian Bill says, what a sad day. Now, I can't count the exclamation points here.
Oh, man.
He put 2 crying emojis, and I don't even know how many exclamation points. Almost a full line of exclamation points. The team works so well together. We will miss you so much, Esmeralda, Dan, and Nick. You got it all. You got to take care of each other. And 773 area code says Esmeralda should run for mayor.
No, thank you.
This news is trash, but her future is bright. I wish her the best. 630 area code says, hey, this is banana oil. 3 exclamation points.
Banana oil.
That's a reference to something when you weren't here.
Oh,
we did this banana oil. Dan, what was the how did that start, the banana oil thing?
It was I believe it was an old quack medicine that they used banana oil, and so it became associated, the term became associated with things that are bunk or stupid. Or,
right.
Got it.
So that's what banana oil means. Esmeralda shouldn't be leaving. She should have her own show. Those are all caps with exclamation points. And she's the funniest part of this show. I'm calling Broccoli Rob. 708 area code says, so sad Esmeralda is leaving. The chemistry between the 4 of you will never be matched, and good luck, Esmeralda. So lots of people coming out and saying that they're going to miss you, Esmeralda.
It's much appreciated.
All right. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Again, this is Esmeralda's last show, and we've got some stuff for her that we're going to do later in the show. We got some parting stuff for you, Esmeralda. So even though you're not completely leaving the show, I'm just warning you.
Okay.
So... Burt Reynolds. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Friday morning. All the regular Friday features will be happening. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Demi. All coming up. We are remembering Burt Reynolds, and we're going to get back to talking about Burt Reynolds in a second here, but in case you just tuned in, this is Esmeralda's last show. The company she works for has phased out the radio traffic department, and lots of people across the country have lost their jobs and are moving on elsewhere, and we are losing Esmeralda, and it sucks, and this is her last show. So, Esmeralda, we got more texts here?
Mm-hmm.
Will the hovering cats carry Esmeralda off into the sunset?
Oh, that would be nice.
Or at least to Bong Marine.
Right.
It's trash in all caps with, I don't know, 15, 20 exclamation points.
People mean serious business.
847 says, I'm very sorry to hear Esmeralda is leaving. I just love the 4 of you guys as a team. You make the early morning commutes fun. A big part of will be missing. This is truly trash. 847 area code says, Esmeralda's leaving? ! No, with about 7 O's and 15 exclamation points. And then, get this, Esmeralda. It's a line of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 exclamation points. Then another line of 10 exclamation points. Then another line of 10 exclamation points. Another one, and then the word breathe. And then 2 more lines of exclamation points.
Does that even fit in a text?
It's a big text, I'll tell you. Jesse says, hello. All the good things don't last long. I will always remember her, especially because we share the same birthday. Thanks and takes care.
Happy birthday, twinsy.
There you go. Megan says, I'm devastated. Esmeralda is such an important part of the show, and it won't be the same. The chemistry you all have is irreplaceable. I agree with that 100%. Good luck, Esmeralda. We love you, and we will miss you dearly. I protest from Megan. 847 area code says, this is truly a sad morning, losing Bert and Esmeralda on the same day.
Well, I'm not dead, but...
No, you're not. 630 area code says, trash, good luck to Ez. Kathy in Bridgeport says, I'm so sad about Esmeralda. I take care of my mom overnights, and you guys are like the Three Musketeers. My mom is sad, too. Oh. Gail says, oh, no, Esmeralda's leaving? No, her and Nick are great together. I love the For the Record and Music IQ games. I'm so sad. Well, we're going to have her back to do that stuff, that stupid, silly quiz stuff that we do. Skip Skipley's going to be upset, too.
Well, he'll see me at the usual spots. We get together for lunch.
Right. Okay, good.
Yeah. It's always by rivers and
well,
lakes.
Sure. It's got to be by a body of water.
Yeah.
708 area code says, please, I'm going to miss you much, and please, please stay in touch. She will. Trust me. 708 area code says, Godspeed on your future endeavors, Esmeralda. Can we sign a petition for you? We need you to do the traffic. I don't think a petition is going to help Esmeralda.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
301 area code says, it's going to be so weird not having Esmeralda on the team. I agree. I can't even begin to tell you how much I enjoy the trifecta of Nick, Dan, and Ez. You have brought great happiness to this old insomniac. Chris from Madison says, this sucks, crying emoji. Where are all those cats when you sing? What are they going to do? All the best. We will all miss you. So... just a few more texts.
They're going to float on to...
yeah, to bigger, better things.
There's a lot of karaoke joints.
Yes.
Where the cats will float.
They can hang out. There you go. All right. So more texts and stuff about Esmeralda coming through. We also have texts about Burt Reynolds coming in as well. But this is Esmeralda's last morning with us, and it sucks. Okay, let's talk about Burt Reynolds some more. I want to hear from you guys about...
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I don't know how much fly jams we're going to get to, because after the news, Esmeralda's going to be in here, and we're going to talk to Esmeralda, this being her last morning. So if you want to get a couple of requests in, we'll try to get some fly jams in, but I can't promise anything, because Esmeralda takes precedent over Fly Jams Friday easily. So, yeah, what are you going to say, Dan?
Well, just because if not, we are completist. I've decided to choose the bumps for this Fly Jams Friday.
All right.
So we will begin with this one.
All right. Choose evil ever, but for evil gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. You're killing me, dude.
Let's reiterate, I'm not dying.
No, exactly. Or dead. Exactly. Oh, boy. All right. So it's Fly Jams Friday, and 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you want to send some text to Esmeralda, she's going to be here in the studio with us, and we've got some stuff to give her. It's her last day. In case you're just tuning in, the company that Esmeralda works for is phasing out the radio traffic department, and that means we lose her. And this is her last show with us here on 720 WGN, here on the Nick DiGilio show. But she's not going to disappear forever, right, Dan?
No.
Okay. I mean, we're going to have her back on. We'll have her back on frequently. And I'm going to keep bugging you, Esmeralda. You might get sick of me to come back.
Too late.
No. Too late. Oh, man. All right. Let's take a quick break. We got the news coming up. here on WGN. And then after the break, we're going to give some stuff to gifts to Esmeralda, talk to her about her time here at WGN. And it's her last morning. And again, if you want to send a text, it's 312-981-7200. And we'll get to some Fly Jams on Fly Jams Friday. But first, we got a break for the news, which is after this. Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru, Viggity Viggity Vic, Esmeralda the Heart Melda. DJ Shagru picked that one, Esmeralda. And that's End of the Road.
Best. Wait, what was the other one?
The other one was
So Hard to Say.
So Hard to Say.
Oh, why did I think it was the same one?
No. Well, they're very similar.
I literally went, really? The same one?
No, no.
I thought you were talking about Boys to Men.
No, I was thinking it was the same one.
No, it's a different song. They're very, very similar, though.
So I was like, there's more than the one Sad Fly Jam.
Right. There's a lot of Sad Fly Jam.
I completely thought it was the same one. I don't know why.
Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday is going to take kind of a back seat right now. In case you haven't heard, Esmeralda is leaving us. It was not by her choice. And she is, this is her last show with us. Let me start off with some more texts, Esmeralda, from the listeners. The listeners are very sad about this, as we all are. And so, Streamwood Steve says, "Hey, Nick, sad to hear, to learn of Esmeralda's leaving. It was great to hear her reactions to Lou's Lou Mann's out of context. All things must pass. Only thing constant is change, and all the best to you." Gary says, "Ezzy, you will be missed on the Nick D show. Good luck." Tim says, "It sucks that the company employing Esmeralda is laying her off. She had so much wonderful layers to the show. Nick, I'm sure it's very upsetting to both you and your crew. Overnights will not be the same without her." Sue says, "I've been listening to your show since 2004. I just wanted to tell Esmeralda she is my favorite traffic reporter. But much more than that. You guys had such a great team on this show, and it's so sad to see that change. It won't be the same. I love you guys. And by the way, I've also seen Burt Reynolds' Golden Girl episode about a million times, and it's spectacular." Harold says, "Bye-bye, Esmeralda, and good luck to you." 630 area code says, "No, she can't leave. What are the cats going to do?"
Cats are going to be cats.
Yeah.
Cats are going to cat.
Robert says, "Tell Esmeralda I will miss her laughing and her great voice. May God and his son always watch over you, her and her family. Good luck in all that you do. You will be missed." 708 area code says, "Esmeralda, some lucky radio station will be smart enough to hire you. Let's hope it's WGN. Glenn in Oak Lawn says, "I don't believe it. It won't be the same without Ez." 815 area code says, "Esmeralda, sorry to hear that you're leaving. It's trash. I wish you the very best for your life."
I'm going to get so much money for all these people quoting my
your catchphrase. I know. 312 area code says, "Good luck, Esmeralda. Vaya con Dios."
Oh.
All right.
Thank you.
630 area code says, "Bye, Esmeralda. You gave the show some class.
Oh.
Good luck."
Wow. Must have been real down in the gutter then.
847, "What? No Esmeralda? Not buying that." 224 area code says, "Esmeralda, sorry to see you leave, and I hope that you come back." 207 area code says, "Good luck on your new adventure. You will be missed. I feel like I'm losing a friend." Trucker Rich says, "Esmeralda, as you travel down this new journey in life, may all your roads be clear and the wind at your back. Peace and love." Kate in Louisville, Kentucky says, "Good luck, Esmeralda." 574 area code says, "Sorry to hear that you're leaving. We will miss you. Best wishes on your new adventure, and please take care." 608 area code says, "WGN won't be the same." 573 area code says, "Esmeralda, you will be greatly missed. You have a voice that makes getting up for work in the middle of the night worth it."
Oh.
815 area code says, "I just want to wish you well and thank you for the many smiles that you've put on my face. You will be truly missed. God bless you." 612 area code says, I will miss Wood Esmeralda. Buy that. I'll have no clue what to waste my money on. Well, we're going to, like I said, these regular segments that we do with Esmeralda, they're still alive. We just aren't going to do them, you know, on a weekly basis.
Yeah. So save your money.
Save your money. We're going to have a Wood Esmeralda buy that coming up because she's not completely leaving the show. She's not going to be here on a daily basis, but every once in a while, we're going to do a music IQ. Every once in a while, Skip Skipley will come by. Mm. In those segments, we'll do a Wood Esmeralda buy that. And I'll just might call her in the middle of the night and just to hear her voice.
Then I go, what?
What? What are you doing? Now I can sleep normal schedule. 312 area code says, sorry to hear that you're leaving the team, Esmeralda. Good luck. 630 area code says, goodbye, Esmeralda. We're going to miss you. Hope to hear your voice again soon, with all caps, hopefully on WGN. Bob in a truck says that I am so much going to miss that voice. Cry face emoji. That's how I found your show. Flipping down the dial, I found myself ensnared by that giggle.
Oh, boy.
So there you go. You got us some listeners, Esmeralda.
All right.
So let me ask you this. When did you start? You started on a part-time basis. Mm-hmm. Doing traffic here just on weekends, was it?
So when, 2000, I started at the traffic company 2013.
Okay.
Maybe that same year.
That sounds about right.
We started working, the traffic company started working with WGN.
Okay.
And I was put on for weekends.
Right, because our paths crossed a few times. You worked with me a few times when you were filling in. When we lost our last full-time traffic person, we had a round robin of people coming in and filling in, and you were one of those people that would fill in. And then when did you get full-time? When did you get the gig, the overnight gig?
2015,
you started
Yes.
Yeah, it was 2015.
Yes.
And then you did traffic for a little while, and then they gave you news. You did news.
Right.
And traffic.
Yes. Yeah, I was doing afternoons.
Oh, train.
Noon to 7, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
they offered me to do news and
on the
traffic.
Overnights.
Yeah, overnight.
So you were working, so you worked with Roe and with and Bill and Wendy.
Yes.
And so that was, you actually worked on the day side for a while.
Yeah.
And then you came and joined us.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been with us since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you start in radio? Because I know that you worked with Johnny.
Yeah, that's when I started. That was the first real grown-up gig.
Yeah.
Was Johnny B.
Wow, what a first gig.
I was his, so I was an intern at Q101 in the Loop Promotions, and then I stayed until they kicked me out, and then there was the opportunity to do intern with Johnny B. And then I got that, and then eventually they did it part-time, and then I got full-time with him.
You know what's funny is that's diving in the deep end, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like being an intern for Johnny Brandmeier.
Yeah. It was an interesting, and it was four years. I was with him his whole run at the Loop.
Yeah.
The new phase.
And you enjoyed working for Johnny, right?
I mean, yes and no. He's tough. Then, like, as you think about it, I look back and I'm like, he just cared. That's why he would, he just really cared about the product he was putting out.
Right.
So that's why he was pretty tough on everybody.
Right.
And then I learned so much from him. Because of that work ethic and that idea that he has of a good show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, and like I said, that's the, if you're going to get in the radio business, you start off with a bang right there working with Brandmeier. I never worked with Brandmeier.
Yeah.
Our paths crossed a lot when he was working here because, his show followed mine for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would see him in the hallways and I'd see how he worked. He's a very interesting dude to see work, see how he works. He works in a very unusual way.
He's a runner.
He's nuts.
He loves to run back and forth.
That's exactly what I would see him in the hall. One time I was walking down the hallway when we were back at, I was going to say the Wrigley
Tribune.
Building. We were never in the
Tribune
Wrigley Building. We were across the street from the Wrigley Building. But when we were in the 7th floor, your offices, we'd be down the hall to the right. And I would leave to drop off some stuff. At my cubicle, and I can't tell you how many times I almost ran into him. Like he ran me over. Like he's booking to the studio.
Yeah,
running
always did that
at full sprint.
He was doing that at the Loop. I'm sure he was doing it back in the day. Yeah, but he was the one who gave me the opportunities to do on air stuff. Mm-hmm. And actually, what he would let me do traffic and the news and stuff on his show, so I used that to get the job at the traffic company.
Wow.
So
okay.
So well, I owe him a lot.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break here. You have to do your last traffic report. Yeah. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back after the break, we've got some stuff that we're going to give Esmeralda as like a going away thing. So Esmeralda's last show here on WGN. And again, if you want to leave a message or something, it's 312-981-7200. Here is your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. One of the greatest cover versions of a song ever. That's a Black Sabbath song, believe it or not. You saw Charles Bradley, right?
I did.
Yeah, and you said he was very timely.
He is very timely, and he had some amazing wardrobe changes. He had capes.
Oh, of course.
He had a few capes.
Of course. Yeah, he's great. That was one of our favorites, too. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here, Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. Coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. For those of you just waking up, it is it's Esmeralda's last morning. She's not going to be with us anymore, and it was not her choice. The company that she works for phased out the radio traffic part, and so she is. It's her last show with us, and we wanted to give her some stuff as a result. You all right, Esmeralda?
No, I got it.
Oh, you got it.
I make her move, and I broke it.
It broke everything. All right, we've got some more text here, but we're going to. We're going to save those for a little bit because we have some stuff. And this is all, by the way, this is all Dan. This is all Dan. And Dan, did you want to say anything to Esmeralda?
I mean, wait a minute, but Vic wanted to.
Wait a minute. Wait, am I having the wrong mic on?
Test.
Hello?
Hi.
Did
I break? I broke
it. She's 5.
Yeah, I got it's up.
Hello?
What happened?
Take that microphone.
Why don't you go to this one over here?
Breaking stuff is you, yeah.
Try this one. What's the, all right, try that one. That one. Let's see. This is really not the way that this should go. Not at all the way I wanted this to go. All right, let's see what we got here.
I think there,
there you go.
I was going to say, Dan came in earlier and he gave me flowers, and then Mary saw them. She's like, oh, that's so sweet. And I was like, yeah, Dan gave them to me. Vic's like, ah, they're from me, too.
They're from all of us.
Right. And Vic is in the newsroom. Yeah. Vic, how are you, buddy?
I'm hanging in here.
Yeah, it's a sad, sad morning for all of us here
on
the show.
I'm going to miss her, seriously.
Yeah. Well, you get to stay in the same room with her for most of the show.
Right.
Yeah, she's become my buddy, you know, up here in the newsroom, and we talk a lot in between newscasts and as we're writing, and so I'm going to miss that.
The coffee chats.
Right.
The coffee chats, that's right. And Dan, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, you know, this isn't the easiest shift in the world, and this is my 10th year doing it, and...
Bless you.
Thank you. And I would not have lasted as long as I have if not for you. So thank you for everything. Most importantly, changing Wham Wednesday into Wild Card Wednesday.
Couldn't live with the Wham Wednesday.
No.
None of us. All right. So we've got some stuff. Dan you know, came up with all of this stuff as an idea.
So as we've been saying, obviously, these things are not going away permanently. We just won't hear them as often. And the something we won't hear as often is you singing.
I could just record stuff.
We hope we record this. This is 99 Luft Balloons, the karaoke version. Along with the German lyrics. So you always have that. You can practice singing that. We're hoping one day you will come back and sing that song for us, because I know it's your dream.
It's a dream of yours. So, all right. And we got some other stuff for you here.
So we obviously our award-winning segment, the segment we won Best Broadcast Team for, involved infomercials as part of Wood Esmeralda buy that, so we couldn't let you go empty-handed.
By the way, I still use that Juice Bruce.
It's
on my counter, and I use it every day.
It's a good product.
Oh!
That's how everybody
Flex Seal.
Flex Seal.
I can't wait to use it on my roof leaks.
No, you know what? You know what you got to do?
A hole in a boat.
You got to you got to get a cannon now and blow a hole in a boat.
Yeah, hollow it out.
Yeah. So
use the Flex Seal.
That's right.
All right. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Oh good. Oh, come on. It's the titanium pan.
The titanium pan.
The Gotham Steel.
That's right.
This is actually good because it says no oil or butter needed.
That's right. And you can't have oil and butter.
Actually,
right now.
Actually, I can.
Oh, you can.
Well, not butter.
But you can have oil, right?
Clarified butter.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
This one is for you and Smokey.
Oh. I'm sure she won't appreciate it.
No, she won't care. She won't care.
The Fur Wizard, a pet fur and lint remover.
That's right.
Which, actually, I would need. This cat, by the way, these two animals on here look so sad.
They do.
They look. Look at them.
Oh, they
do. This dog looks like he's about to cry.
That's so sad. Wow.
He knew you were leaving.
Yeah.
That's
what
it
is.
And this is the last one. We know that you said you weren't going to forget us, and now we pretty much made that an absolute certainty with this gift.
Is it a Saga shirt?
It's a t-shirt, but it's not a Saga shirt.
Oh my gosh.
It's a shirt that says this is
trash.
That's
amazing.
So that's your catchphrase.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So we got some texts here, but I just want to say, Esmeralda, that oh man, you're amazing, and what you added to the show is immeasurable, and I looked forward to coming in every morning to do this show anyway, but one of the main reasons I look forward to doing this show is because of you. And the moment that you came on this show, it changed. The show changed, and the dynamic changed, and the show became better, like a lot better. And I loved working with you every single morning, every single minute that I worked with you was really special. So I just wanted to thank you, and I'm going to miss you terribly every day. But you're still not going to leave this show. You're going to be on, just not as much as usual. So,
well, thank you.
It's just been, I loved working with you, Esmeralda, and I'm going to miss you terribly. So, all right.
No, the same.
Okay.
You guys are, you're my family now, so.
Yeah. Well,
we're stuck with each other.
Absolutely right. So, anyway, I'm going to miss you, Esmeralda, and you're welcome back anytime. Actually, you're welcome back every friggin' morning. So let me read a few more texts before we let you go. 630RE code says, thanks for the smiles and the laughs and getting me up to work early. Sally and Morris says, I love listening to Esmeralda. As a Joliet native myself, I'm happy and proud to share my hometown with such an intelligent and quick-witted person. WGN needs to immediately hire her. And I want to hear her back for good. 847 says, I'm a night owl and I don't care much for traffic at this hour, but I never realized she was a good traffic person, a great traffic person. I just figured she was part of the team. Esmeralda is leaving. Who's going to bring in the cats and the raccoons? Esmeralda, I'll be watching that insurance TV commercial and thinking of you. 419 says, dang, that sucks. Like Steve Martin leaving the Three Amigos. 502 says, good luck to Esmeralda. You and Nick are a great team. There was a phrase, WG and everybody stays the same, and then it gets worse. Good luck. God bless. Please do not sing while walking in Chicago. 773 area code, best of luck, Esmeralda. I follow her on Twitter, and I look forward to seeing what she does next. And then I'm going to screw this up. 219 area code says, hey, Chica. We'll miss you. Buena suerte. What's the?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Buena suerte.
Okay. There you go. Esmeralda, you're the best, and I'm going to miss you terribly.
Thank you.
And we'll get you back on the show again. We've got some of the regular features that we're going to be doing. And you added so much to this show. And the last 3 years have been a joy to work with you. So, and I hope to work with you again.
Same.
Okay. Esmeralda Leon, everybody, her last show. Let's give her a round of applause.
Nick, she's a true professional, and I'm going to miss her too. Yeah. You know, coming in the morning and, you know, just handing off the traffic. And she's just a wonderful, fun person, and I'm going to miss talking about flamingo dancing especially.
There you go. All right, Esmeralda, best of luck with everything you do, okay? All right. Let's take a break, and then we'll wrap it up here on WGN.